السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إكمن لقى الله أنا موسى أنسحاو يؤتوني انت ريجو إسلام انترناشنال ميديا مويب 1548 with me your host حجرة مزوبي. A special welcome to those listening to us via free to air satellite and on DSTV audio bouquet channel 826. Welcome to this week's edition of The Reminder Show, our journey to a better spiritual life. Allah says in the Quran, and remind, for indeed the reminder benefits the believer. A reminder on the dua to be read during the course of these few days before Ramadan. اللهم سلمني لرمضان وسلم رمضان لي وسلمه متقبلا. That is, اللهم سلمني لرمضان وسلم رمضان لي وسلمه متقبلا. Now on our lineup for today, inshallah, we take a look at how we can prepare our children for Ramadan and the importance of making them understand what Ramadan is. And my guest for today, inshallah, is Apa Fatima Shakur, and she will be giving us some insight on the importance of including our children in the Ramadan spirit, as well as she will give us some tips on how as busy moms can we manage Ramadan and our children. Now Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli rabbi zidni ilma wa rizqni fahma. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Now we know we just have a few days before Ramadan, and subhanallah, I think about how fast time flew by. Not long ago I was talking about how we can plant seeds in Rajab and the process of watering them in Shaaban, and now we just have a few days, little days of watering, what's left of those days. That's about 6 or 7 days left. And subhanallah, we will be entering the harvest season, that is the month of Ramadan. So dear listeners, let us try to utilize this time. Let's use what is left of Sha'aban in a way that get us spiritually ready. Let us start putting things into action, inshallah, and making dua that we enter into the month of Ramadan safely. Now, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The month of Ramadan, as you know, dear listeners, is a beautiful month, which brings, you know, about a lot of, excitement for many adults, because this is the month where we are more spiritually connected to Allah. It is a month where we look forward to fasting. We look forward to it because of the feeling it brings. The atmosphere is different at that time. It seems like we are breathing different air, and for some of us it brings about a change in our hearts. We feel different, we see the beauty of Islam and many other things, and that's why year in and year after we look forward to it. We look forward to this month of Ramadan, and I'm sure many of us, while we were in this few months in Rajab and Sha'aban, we could already feel a sense about it. The atmosphere is about to change. We are about to witness something different, a different change. And one thing I have noticed when it comes to the month of Ramadan is that people are able to, welcome it in such a way that they feel themselves are changing, or even they can feel that, the change that's about to happen within them in terms of their spiritual life. Now, Ramadan is where many of us focus on the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. And it is a time of spiritual awakening. And as parents, this is a month we want to also see our children's spiritual needs taken care of. And the tarbiyah, the reformation is made. And as parents, that can be a difficult thing to do, because especially if we do not know where to start. Now, inshallah, in today's show, throughout the show, we'll go through some of the ways we can bring the same love that we experience, the same energy and the same, understanding of what Ramadan is. We have what Ramadan is and what we have within the month of Ramadan, and we can bring this in our children, inshallah. Another thought that just came in is that, usually when people talk about Ramadan and people talk about what Ramadan is, you also feel that atmosphere that within you, that's when, that's the only time in the whole, like the globe or the world, we are all at it, maybe fasting at that month, we are all focused in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are all gathering it, you know, that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're getting that, you know, the spirit, we feel it, you can actually feel a global change within us. So we also want that we want the same thing for our children as well. And as parents, it's important to remember and understand the tarbiyah, the reformation of our children, especially while they are young, is our responsibility. And as mothers, our laps, we know that they are known as the first madrasa of a child. So whatever a child learns, whatever they accumulate in terms of spiritual knowledge, it starts from the mother's lap. You find the mother is the one, most of the time, who is with the child, teaching her the first kalima, or even not even the first kalima, when we are reading the dua before eating, Bismillahi wa ala barakatila. That mother is the one who teaches their child first, and their child is able to get more knowledge from their mother than anywhere else. And we know that all of us are like, you know, shepherds to our flock, that's our children, our family, and we will be asked regarding our children, the tarbiyah, what important role, how did we play, what role did we play in reforming them? Were we there, were we present, did we take their spiritual needs into consideration? Were we, you know, hands-on when it came to the, you know, spiritual upliftment? So this is also an important, so we, as parents, it's important that we take care of the spiritual needs of their child, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put into our care. And remember, dear listeners, mothers, fathers out there, that whatever we will teach our children of Islamic value, be it the Quran, understanding what the Quran, the du'as that we teach them, the kalimas, and whatever virtue we will be teaching them about Ramadan or in Ramadan, we will impact on them in their adult lives. So when they are grown up, they'll remember what happened. You know, I'm sure we have heard many times that whatever you teach a child or whatever knowledge you instill in a child, they take with them forever. Sometimes, you know, down the line, or sometime down the line, when they have maybe a spiritual low, or where they're feeling they're not understanding themselves or who they are able to, you know, think back at how their mothers used to handle the spiritual uplifting, or how the mother used to, what did the mother do whenever she used to read her salah, whenever she was feeling low, whenever her iman was low, what did the mother do, how did she handle this, what did she say to them? You know, sometimes this is what my mommy always tell me, that, you know what, when you are sitting, you have to always remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that provides. Allah Ta'ala is the one that's always there. Whenever you are low, my mother has this, subhanAllah, this beautiful way of tawakkul, where whatever she tells you, that, you know what, when you must trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until today, I take that. Whenever I think about, you know, my sustenance or what I need in life, I always think about, you know, relying about on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the same way, the children, the future generation, the children, they will think back to what their mother used to say, what they used to do whenever they fell down. And they will emulate that way. They'll if the mother was a person who had sabr, they'll make sabr. If the mother was a person that, when it came to Ramadan, made sure that, you know what, she used or she maximized most of the time in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She sat down, she read Quran, she created a love of Quran within them. She created a love of fasting and gave them the understanding of what fasting is. And later on in their life, they will also emulate the same way, or, and even teach it to their children. And also think about it as a form of sadaqah jariyah for you. And we all know that one part or one type of sadaqah jariyah is that where we, when we teach our children, or we have a righteous child whom will make dua for us. So when the child might go through some difficulties, you know, we have challenging lives. So even at that time, when this child sees this, when the child experiences this difficulty, they'll think back to what their mother or father taught them. What should they do at that moment? And that's what make that is how we build a spiritual, you know, spiritual journey from childhood to adulthood. And that's how they will take it from step to step. And also, it's very important that we involve them in our spiritual journey. it's very important. Many a times when what we do is we always consider our spiritual journey. We always think about us. How am I going to, why, if maybe let's say for instance you have a weakness of not always reading your Quran, or you have a weakness of not reading your Salah in time, delaying it and so on, you always ask yourself, okay, why am I doing this? But sometimes we don't really follow up on our children, like ask them if they are reading their Salah, why do they read the Salah, understanding what is their understanding of why we are Muslims, or why they are doing certain things as Muslim. Like for instance, even fasting. Many of us, I'm sure, don't really know what is our children's understanding of what fasting is. So it's important that we involve them in our spiritual journey, and it's important that we involve them in the feeling and spiritual high we experience during Ramadan. So involve them in whatever activities you have planned for Ramadan. Start small and then build on that. For instance, we can start by explaining why we read this dua, like the dua that I read now, that Allahumma Salim li Ramadan, wasallim Ramadan li, wasallimhu mutaqabbala. You can start with that dua, that, dear child, why are we reading this dua? Sifuna le dua, for this reason. And explain the meaning so that they can have a better understanding of why they are reading it. Sometimes, you know, we have this mentality of parrot fashion, just reading something, not being conscious about it. So when you are explaining to them, and they too are able to understand that, okay, we are reading this dua, I'm repeating this dua, or I'm going to class and reading this dua for this reason. And that creates that understanding, and they have a better vision or better way of thinking of why they are doing certain acts of ibadah. You can even explain the different aspects of Ramadan. You know, when Ramadan is coming now, we can sit with your children, explain to them the different things about Ramadan, like its virtues, explain why they are abstaining from food. And this is very important, actually. This is very important, especially if our children are young and going to state schools, which are not Islamic schools. So they may face many challenges in the schools. Sometimes they can be made to feel as though they are punishing themselves by staying away from food. Explain to them that they are sympathizing with the poor. Let it be that they are creating an awareness. Once you have explained it to them, they are able to explain it to their classmates. We live in such a generation where we love creating awareness of things. We like creating awareness of, you know, humanitarian needs. We like creating awareness of, you know, rights and so on. One of the ways of us as Muslims creating awareness is through our children as well. So explain to them that this is a month where we are sympathizing with the poor. That is one of the humanitarian rights. You know, understanding the poor, helping the poor, and, you know, uplifting the poor and actually trying to help them. So explain to them so that they can also go when they at school. If someone is asking, okay, why are you fasting? Are you being forced to fast? Are you actually doing this out of, you know, you're not understanding what you're doing, or you're being forced, or that you are actually, like I said, punishing yourself. And we know this is not punishing ourselves. We actually get an understanding. Part of being a Muslim is creating no awareness within you. So this will improve not only your child's awareness, but will improve the life skills of even their friends. Even though they are not Muslims, they'll be able to understand, okay, this is what this Muslim child is doing. She is fasting, he or she is fasting, so that, you know what, they can be able to sympathize with the poor. They are able to understand what the poor goes through. When you view it in that way, then it's or when you explain it in that way, then it becomes easy even for your child to actually go and fast, knowing that they are creating an awareness. They are, you know, emulating the way of the Prophet of always creating an awareness and teaching other people about the importance of people's rights, the importance of people around us and the people that we love with. Like this, it won't be difficult for them, and they will also be able to, you know, go through it and have a better understanding of their deen. And explain to them the reward they receive for their sacrifices. Create, you know, activities that will excite them. Mommies, we always looking for time to get to know our children. This is an opportunity. Once a child feels involved and included, then they become more free. It's easy for them to open up. This then builds their relationship with our children, where they are able to tell us anything. They are able, we are even able to view what they think about being a Muslim or what they think about certain acts of worship. And you might be surprised, sometimes children are the ones that actually remind us more why we are Muslim, or they are the ones that actually might have you something you might be searching in. They have a different view of things which can open up your mind, and also try you know, at that moment you might be having a spiritual low, and they may be the reason they can be the reason why you actually are spiritually uplifted as well. So this is very important for us, that we trying to involve them in anything, in all our ibadah acts, involving them in the activities, including them in our Ramadan plans. Sit with them, create a plan with them, you know, open up, be open when it comes to deen. Always be open with your children. Speak, understand their views. Try to, you know, find ways. Sometimes, you know, we have teenage children that are going through the difficult stages. They're going through such difficulties, they're not able to understand who they are. So within even that time, you are able to see and guide a child in terms of their spiritual needs, explaining to them, making sure that, you know what, they know that they are Muslim for a reason. They are Muslim. Being a Muslim is a blessing in actual fact. And they are able to actually love it and not find it as a burden within them. So this is an opportunity for that as mothers to try and build a relationship with our children. The little ones, if they want to wake up for sehri, allow them. I know there's a habit of us usually telling them that they don't have to wake up, they're still small. But in fact, we should actually involve them from day one. When we are going to sight the moon outside, take everyone as a family, go look at the moon, tell them the virtues of looking at, of sighting the moon, why we are sighting the moon. Children might be thinking, okay, now we're living in an age of technology, so why do we still have to go outside and look at the moon? Or some will be thinking, okay, we are listening to the radio, tell us it's Ramadan tomorrow or not. But rather, tell them the importance of actually doing that action, and then they'll have, you know, a better understanding. You have to even, I'll make them understand if there are times that we will have, you know, we won't have this type of technologies. So you are equipped, you know, you are able to understand. And children always love things that have to do with science. Children love knowing and understanding the environment. So this is also an opportunity. And then teach them the dua of sighting the moon, and they'll feel a part of it. And they understand, they have a better understanding. Many of the things that our children do not understand is because we do not really explain them to them. So even the small ones, if they want to wake up for sehari, wake them up. We should, you know, involve them. And also look at the bright side of things when you are waking your child up for sehari. Mothers, I know this is it's a bit funny, but when you are waking your child up for sehri, obviously in the afternoon they'll be a bit tired, so they'll have qailula and you'll have some free time for yourself. So look at it this way, wake them up for sehri, even if they are young, do not chase them, and make sure that you know, involve them when they are setting up the iftar table. If they even want to fast half a day, let them fast half a day. Make it a habit of making, even when you are going to bed, of making the intention loud. So at night when your children are going to bed, make the intention loud of fasting, or fasting the next day. So even if you have to go to each room so that the child says it, then do so. You know, in madrasa, I never used to get why they used to, you know, we used to have a house mother, and she used to come in Ramadan every night and tell us intention loud, and we have to say the intention loud. And only then, now that I really understand that, you know what, it actually mentally prepares you for waking up for sehri early in the morning. As you know what, my intention is to wake up tomorrow to fast for the pleasure of Allah, so may Allah make it easy for me. So these are just some of the ways we can start involving our children in Ramadan, like the activities that we can do, or we can jot down, so that we can enjoy Ramadan, enjoy that spiritual awakening as a family as well. And inshallah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. You are tuning to Radio Islam International, Medium Wave 1548, with me, your host, Hajira Muzobe. This is the Reminder Show, and today we are speaking about how we can prepare our children for Ramadan, and how to bring about the love and understanding of fasting to our children, inshallah. Now my guest joining me on the line is Apa Fatima Shakur. Now Apa Fatima Shakur has completed her studies in Arabic and Quran studies, as well as completed Ijazat in Jazaria and Tuhfatul Atfal. Apa is also a pharmacist and a director of the Ma'arifa Institute. Apa, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and jazakallah khair for joining us.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's a pleasure to be on your show, dear Sister Hajra. Jazakallah khair for inviting me.
Okay, Apa, I have mentioned this, I think, in the beginning of how Ramadan is the month of spiritual awakening. And this is a month where our children are neglected or sometimes forgotten, or their spiritual needs are forgotten during this month. So, Apa, how can we make sure the spiritual needs are not neglected during this month?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ramadan is almost upon us. Alhamdulillah, we have just about over a week left for Ramadan. All of us are busy preparing. Your questions are very valid and very, very important, because we should be considering our children during this month. We shouldn't only consider think about our ibadah and our connection to Allah, but our children are just as important, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "No father has given a greater gift to his children than good moral training." And this is a hadith related in Tirmidhi. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message to us is about the gift that a parent can give to his children in terms of moral training. And moral training, or tarbiyah as it is said, worded in Arabic, is actually a very, very important aspect of parenthood, because what we do from the child from day one, from the time the child is born, how we behave with the child, how we train them in a moral sense, will determine the adults that they will become and the type of people that they will become. Because I'm sure you've seen a lot of people who have maybe teenage children, and everybody says, Alhamdulillah, that child is so well brought up. I think a parent who hears this kind of comment feels really happy to hear that, because we all want it to be said that we have brought our children up well, and we want Allah to be pleased with us. So I think tarbiyah is very, very important, and that is why it is important for us to actually give importance to our child's understanding, a moral understanding and spirituality from day one. The many aspects of Ramadan, such as fasting, prayers, the moral values that we imbibe in the month of Ramadan, because we give zakat, and then we read a lot of Quran, we focus on family, we sit with our family, we spend time eating suhoor together and also iftar together. And then also at the end of Ramadan, we celebrate Eid. All these things are opportunities for us to actually imbibe in our children a sense of morality, of tarbiyah, to impart with them tarbiyah, and also to teach them lots, many different lessons regarding connection to Allah and spirituality. And that's why it's so important to include our children in our Ramadan from day one, and to also share with them our understanding of fasting and the benefits of fasting and so on.
Okay, Apa, my next question to you, and I am going to, with this next question, I have a short incident that once occurred in my family, where we were speaking about how Ramadan has approached, how we are about to begin fasting in the month of Ramadan, and it's quite hilarious, right? So what happened was, my youngest sister, who had heard us speaking about this and talking about how we are about to begin fasting, actually to there and said, you know what, I'm also going to be fasting this Ramadan. And she started running up and down, and she just thought it, when we are speaking about fasting, we are actually speaking about running. So she ran up and down the passage saying, see, I can run fast. And it was quite hilarious. So now, this is my next question to you is, how can we explain to our children about the month of Ramadan, its importance and virtues?
I love that story. It's hilarious. Obviously, how would a child know the meaning of fasting without being explained by a parent what the meaning of the word fasting is? So I don't blame your sister. Okay, how do we explain to our child the importance of Ramadan and the benefits of Ramadan? It depends, obviously, it depends on the age of your child. What you explain to your child has to be age appropriate. And also you have to find the opportune time to speak to your child. Obviously, you wouldn't want to speak to your child and explain to them when they're falling asleep or if they're busy playing a video game. So make sure you have the full attention of your child when you explain to your child about or you teach them a lesson about what Ramadan is and so on. Obviously, the best would be in practice also, and your child should see you practicing or be there when you are fasting, see you having suhoor, making iftar. And those are opportune times to teach our children when they're asking questions. So explain to your child that Ramadan was the month that the Quran was first revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is a time that focuses on fasting, which means not having anything to eat or drink from the time the sun rises until the time the sun sets. We also focus on making sure that we pray all our salahs on time so that Allah is pleased with us. And we also pray Taraweeh, where we recite Quran at every night. Also reading the Quran, making sure we make tilawat of Quran and reading the Quran, trying to complete at least one recitation of the Quran during Ramadan, because Ramadan is the month of the Quran and it is a month when the Quran was revealed. Also, Allah is pleased with us when we stay away from bad things, because Ramadan is not only about staying away from food and drink, but it's also staying away from sins and not doing anything that Allah is not pleased with. And also giving charity to people, making to people that need it. Because when we stay away from food, then we also realize how it feels to be hungry, and we don't want anyone around us to be hungry. So we try to help people and give them food and drink as well, so that they can also break their fast and they have something to eat. And also make them aware that the added reward for good deeds performed during this month, that means how much more benefit we get from doing good deeds, how much more pleased Allah is with us, and how much sawab there is for doing good deeds in the month of Ramadan as opposed to other months, and why it's such a unique and valuable time.
Okay, my next question to you, Afa, is on how can we make Ramadan special for our children? As you know, it can be quite a difficult time, especially for the little ones who are maybe beginning their fast for the first time, and we are trying to, you know, build that love in them about fasting and Ramadan and the whole occasion. We're trying to include them. So we want to make it a bit special for them so that it's not only that, you know, they are staying away from maybe their favorite foods or for a certain period of time, or, you know, for instance, where they are actually, they end up finding it boring. So we want to try and make it quite special for them. So can Appa please give us some tips, you know, as mothers out there that's listening right now, that might be thinking, okay, you know what, I have a young one, and she wants to start fasting, even though sometimes they are eager, they end up getting, a bit down, or they feel, okay, you might feel that, you know what, you need to motivate them. As you know, children always need to be motivated and given fun ideas on how they can make it special. So, Appa, please give us some tips.
I think just as much as we are excited about Ramadan, we can also get our children excited about Ramadan. The best way would be, first of all, to make them know what Ramadan is beforehand, before Ramadan comes. Let them know what we intend doing in Ramadan. Plan some activities with them. Create some maybe charts and drawings, help them to draw and create maybe like a calendar of Ramadan of and maybe a star chart, having star charts, so that if your child, depending on their age level and what they would manage to do, maybe a young child maybe even misses, just fasts for like 2 hours, just skips one snack or meal, and then reward them with a sticker or maybe a little sweet at the end of the fast. Some companies now, or people, you know, these ladies that sell from home, they make these. I've seen things like, you know, it's something that hangs on the wall, a wall hanging thing with little boxes in it, for one for every day of Ramadan. And you can maybe put a little gift, a small little gift in it, or a sweet in it. And these things will, I mean, a child will be excited. And they know, okay, if today I fast for 2 hours, I'll get a gift. And that really encourages them. These little rewards actually help them and help train them to fast. So I think it's worthy to invest in something like that, or maybe create something and make something like that. Have like a craft day with your children before Ramadan, and make a calendar like that, where you can maybe have little pockets, so you can use fabric and stitch up some pockets where you can put little gifts for them that they are not allowed to touch until they break their fast, whether it be a half day fast, or for bigger children, it can be a full day fast. So there's so many ways we can get them excited and involve them in different activities. We can also, you know, encourage them to participate in things or be leaders in the home. So you give them a leadership task, you know, sometimes the bigger kids, they want to be made to feel important. So give them important tasks and step out of the picture. Assign one of them to wake up all the siblings for suhoor. So that child will make sure he sets his alarm and wakes up and wakes everyone else up. Or maybe the child might ask you, mommy, wake me up so I can wake everyone else up. Do that. Encourage them. Encourage them to take that make that effort to be leaders. And let maybe one of the children be in charge of updating the iftar time every evening, because as we know, move towards the winter, iftar time becomes earlier and earlier. So maybe have a little chart where you know, your child can check the time of iftar and write it down on the fridge or something. There's so much things that we can do to encourage them and get them excited about Ramadan. And also make sure that you share something every day, maybe at iftar time, about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what was done in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is the month like, and what is the benefits of Ramadan, why Allah loves us, loves it so much when we sacrifice for Him. Have little discussions on the iftar table, and also plan ahead for iftar. Have everything set up. Let the children help to set up the table before the time of iftar, and then encourage them to sit down for dua, and explain to them about what the times the duas are accepted, and that Allah accepts your dua no matter what dua you make at the time when you're fasting and before you break your fast. How important it is to make a dua, even if you ask for a game or a toy, whatever you ask Allah for, Allah loves it when you make dua to Him. So encourage them in this way. These are all ways we can get them excited about Ramadan. You know, let them feel the feeling of Ramadan. And obviously, Eid preparations is a big one. So there's lots of ideas we can get, and we can even you go on Google and you search on the internet, there are so many ideas and so many things people have created that we can download and print out online. So lots of things for kids out there.
Okay, Apa, my final question to you, and I'm sure this the mothers will love, or maybe, you know what, there is a mother out there that's in need of, you know, some great help or great situation or great tips or great, motivation or even some, advice for the month of Ramadan. So for Apa, for a mother, you know, the month of Ramadan can be the busiest ever. Now we, with her juggling her house chores, preparing for Sehri and Iftar, and also making time for Ibadah. So Apa, please tell us, how can moms prepare for a stress-free Ramadan with their children?
Yeah, that's a big one. I know, moms that have young kids, that have so many responsibilities, Ramadan can be a stressful time. So there's lots of things we can do to minimize that stress. If you have toddlers and babies in the household, then I'm sure you're worried about ways you can minimize the stress of juggling the kids and Ramadan. How can I have more time for Ibadah? Or how can I involve the kids in the Ramadan spirit? Is it possible to have two kids under two and manage Ramadan? So if you're asking yourself those questions, then there are some tips that I can share with you to try and minimize those stress of Ramadan. So first of all, you have to prepare yourself mentally and get into the mindset. You have to have a positive mindset, right? If you try and get yourself ready, even if it's a few days before Ramadan, we've got like just about a week before Ramadan, get yourself mentally ready and also prepare yourself from now. So first of all, one thing that mothers stress about is shopping, Ramadan shopping. Is it necessary for us to go out shopping for what we need, our children's clothing, our own clothing during Ramadan? No, it's not necessary. Sometimes Ramadan, we want to really get the most out of it. We want to get our ibadah done. So I think shopping is a big one that you can just get out of the way before Ramadan. You know, like some of the groceries we need, extra groceries that the store cupboard groceries, besides the fruit and vegetables. Get the stuff organized in your fridge, in your pantry, and also your clothing that you may need during Ramadan or for Eid. Get it done. Get that all done and out of the way before Ramadan. And then, what are your goals? This is the most important that we need to do before Ramadan. Make a dua list. You know, a dua list is so beneficial. And if we do this before Ramadan, it's even more beneficial because we start from day one of Ramadan, making the right duas, the things that we want out of our connection with Allah. How do we, there's a lot of things we sometimes have to really think about within ourselves. What do I want out of life? How do I want to enhance my connection with my Creator? And having a dua list helps because we know that Ramadan gives us many opportune moments when duas are readily accepted. And one of those times is the time before iftar. And if you have your duas ready and written down and you read those duas every day, it is so helpful. It is so helpful. And then your Ramadan to-do list. All the things that you have on your mind that you need to achieve before Eid, before the last 10 days of Ramadan, write them down. Have to-do lists. This helps to take away your stress, right? Another tip would be to get your children's routine in order. I highly recommend that you start adjusting your children's schedule to set their timings right for Ramadan because many times We know our timings change in Ramadan. Along with our routine, we impact our children's also. No matter whether you have set a routine for your child or not, all the children have a routine that they follow. So whether you follow a routine for yourself or not, your child will follow the same timings that they are used to. So try to adjust your child's timing so that it doesn't just put you totally off in Ramadan, because I mean you may be needing to pray, to break your fast, and your child, it's your time, the time that your child needs to be put to sleep. So it impacts on you when your child's routine clashes with the Ramadan routine. So adjust their routine slightly so that you are able to carry out your tasks effectively during Ramadan. Meal planning is a big one. I mean, a lot of us prepare savouries for Ramadan to help us to have things ready for the time of fasting. But a lot of us also like to eat healthy, and we don't want to eat fried foods. So meal planning is very, very important, because we can maybe take one day in the week to do meal prep and have our things ready for the week, so that we don't every day be running around getting things ready. Plan your kids' activities. Have activities planned for them to keep them entertained during the day, so that you're not totally overwhelmed, right? And take care of yourself. You need to make sure you have vitamins, and drink lots of water at night and before you start your fast. Praying with Adhan is very, very, very important. It saves you from all the stress. As soon as the Adhan goes, just leave everything you're doing and pray, and make sure that your children's routine fall around the times of prayer. And involve the kids in your spiritual activities. That will help, because you don't need to keep them entertained all the time. They are with you all the time when you are making your salah and so on. There's a lot of different tips we can, and there's a lot of things available for us that we can get online. Read up about these things, find out about these things, and plan your time for Ramadan in advance, so that you're not overwhelmed in the time as a young mom, or having as a mom of young kids. Ramadan, you can actually avoid the stress.
Okay, Afa, this is where we will end our interview for today, and Jazakallah Khair for joining us, and we look forward to speaking to Afa again in future, inshallah.
Jazakallah Khair, Sister Hajra, for having me on your show, and inshallah, I wish everybody a blessed Ramadan, and may Allah make this Ramadan a means of a closer connection to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may Allah make this Ramadan a means for forgiveness, and a means to earn his mercy and pardon, and may Allah accept all your du'as, and may Allah accept your saum and your zakah and your salah and all your ibadat. Ameen. Jazakumullah khair.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, jazakallah khair. That's it from all of us here at the studio, the reminder show. Remember us in your du'as, inshallah, and keep us keep safe during the month of Ramadan. Remember us in whatever beautiful du'a you'll be taking part in this Ramadan. Remember me and my family, and may you have a blessed Ramadan, inshallah. That's all from me, Hajra Muzabe. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.